Your love was seen by all the world when you went to the cross. That's how we know God's love is real. But you ascended, then poured out that love on all the earth. Now your love rests right here in me. A sea of love inside of me. A fountain waiting to be freed. I love you, Lord, because you first loved me. I love you, Lord. Now come and make of me cares like you do. When those around me need your love, let me love like you. Real love won't save itself. It's not afraid of sacrifice, but lays its life down for a friend. This love, the light of all the world, the healing for our lives, that love now rests right here in me. A sea of love inside of me. A fountain waiting to be free.
God so loved the world that he gave and continues to give. From childhood, I was immersed in the stories and the words of Jesus. Especially penetrating and etched in my mind were those encounters with sick, crippled, and possessed people. At first glance, the miraculous moment of healing, reformed limbs, and fleeing demons is what the spotlight was focused on. But over time, a change in the depth of field brought what seemed insignificant into more and more crisp clarity. The accounts record, he saw them. He listened to them. He had compassion on them. Not just an emotional, sympathetic reaction to suffering. Yes, that. But universes more. He didn't just feel their pain. He responded with what would be natural only to him. Here, let me fix that. That would produce a nagging question that went something like, since you said many times to your disciples, here, you do this, and that we would do even more than we saw or heard that you did, Lord, why can't I go to the side of someone being tortured by pain or deformed and suffering in a wheelchair and say, be healed? Over and over, this would be my question. Then when I was older and going through my own death-to-life transformations, the question came back around again. This time I heard him say, Terry, when you love like I do, you'll heal like I do. God so loved. So refers to the defining DNA, God's DNA, God's way. That couldn't be about the power or accomplishment or the overwhelming need of humans. It had to be His move, His touch, motivated and powered by His love, a reflective expression of God loved the world like this. Then the book, the Word made flesh, becomes flesh in me, where He walks in my shoes with the person He goes there to talk to, touching, speaking, smiling, all that He is right there in me, being full of the Spirit, full of His disposition, His mind, His agenda, in expressing Himself through my body, given to Him as my reasonable action, as the genuine worshiper the Father is looking for. Why? So He can keep giving Himself to the world. He so loves the world, and you are the human body for Him to clothe Himself in and physically show it. Our job is just to get busy and make sure His DNA is flowing through our souls. There's one place to get that. There's one name to call.